All right. Well, thank you all again for joining us today. If this is your first time joining us for a Zohr Network webinar, welcome. If you've joined us for one of our previous webinars, we're glad to welcome you back. So to tell you just a little bit about Zohr Network, we are the franchisor educational branch of FranNet, a 28-year-old franchise consulting firm. And we specialize in helping match individuals interested in business ownership with franchisors whose programs are an excellent fit for them. So as Zohr Network, we're really here to provide additional resources to help you, help franchisors grow your brands. And so today, I'm very excited to welcome our speaker, Sean Fitzgerald. Sean is the Chief Development Strategist at No Limit Public Relations. He is a senior level franchise executive with more than 20 years experience in the industry. So with that, I'd like to hand the floor over to Sean for how PR drives franchise leads.
Thanks, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Great. Well, I want to thank everybody for today, and obviously the topic is going to be regarding how PR drives franchise sales leads. And just to kind of give you all just a background on myself and a little bit more to what was Alex had talked about. So I really approach this from being a development person my entire professional career, and PR has been a huge component in some of the many of, or all of the brands that I've worked with in creating awareness and driving leads and helping brands grow. So it's really kind of connecting it from not only the PR side of it, but from also the franchise development side of it. So today we're going to talk about what is PR, the role, what role does PR play in content marketing, why it's critical, what types of stories generate awareness, and extending the life of your stories. I think this is one area where a lot of franchisors may be doing a good job of getting some buzz, getting some articles written, but really utilizing it to help drive additional awareness, but also your lead generation aspect of it. And then finally, when you do secure some articles, some do's and don'ts when dealing with the media, this could be from a franchisor perspective and best practices that you can pass along to your franchisees as well. So just to give a background of our agency, No Limit Agency is a full-service agency, started out with public relations and social media, and we've expanded over the last several years to become a full-service agency. So whether it's marketing, franchise development, digital, and advertising as well. So we've expanded our agency to help brands grow in all the disciplines of the business, because one of the things that I've recognized and many have seen is that to really grow a brand, it really takes a effort of all these together, working together, and what we say is, knocking down the silos between all these different disciplines, because it's very common you'll see with franchisors where you have one agency does public relations, one agency does marketing, one agency does advertising, one agency does your website and design, and they're not always connected and talking together. And so to have a really effective advertising, marketing, brand awareness campaign, it's really critical that all of those components are working together. So at No Limit Agency, we have the resources and background to support in all aspects of that, of those areas. So I just want to kind of start today with how this topic got started, some of the very similar questions that I get over and over again working with over 60 brands with either PR and development support, and very always having my ear to the floor on what is working from a lead generation standpoint and what's been effective. And this is what I consistently hear. PR is a big component of it. SEO, search engine optimization, pay-per-click, PPC, which is Google AdWords or other type of social media pay-per-click campaigns. Email campaigns, whether that is outgoing email campaigns to your existing base or to a targeted audience that may be purchased through the contact list. Social media is starting to have a larger play in lead generation. If anybody's attending the Leadership and Development Conference this week. You'll see, I'm sure, that social media continue to play a stronger and bigger role in lead generation. The portals, which I'm hearing is having less effectiveness, and so I wouldn't be surprised if many of you are experiencing that yourself. And then finally, content marketing, which is, I think, a new way to look at this, and all of these kind of incorporate this, but PR is a big component of content marketing. So content marketing is going to be the way that brands are going to continue to educate their either audiences and consumers about their brands. But the interesting thing is PR has a component to all of these lead generation strategies. PR has a big component in SEO. You can use PPC for that as well. Your email campaigns can incorporate PR, social media, even your franchise portals will be a part of it. So leading into the content marketing, because I think PR has a big relationship to content marketing. Let me go into public relations and how it's different from advertising. So first question, what is public relations and how is it different from advertising? So advertising, what we say, is what you pay for, and PR is what you pray for. So a lot of times brands will say, I want to sell more franchises, so can you get me some articles in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, tell them that we want to grow our brand and go from there. Well, if you call up the media and say those type of things, they'll say, great, here's our advertising section, go ahead and place an ad. So the key to it is connecting to the human elements through your brand stories. So it can be a variety of things. It could be the personality of the CEO. It could be your franchisees. It could be your customer experience. The key to it is that it's connecting the human elements to the brand. One of the values of having PR and securing an article is that third-party validation, the word of mouth of your brand. So an advertisement is you saying you're great. An article or PR is someone else saying you're great. So third-party validation is probably the biggest bang in PR that also gives your brand complete legitimacy as those articles are secured. And then lastly, like I said, it's a new area of communication. So content marketing is where a lot of efforts of brands are heading towards and going towards. And to kind of give you a quick background on what content marketing is it's the old marketing is what we consider like outbound push marketing. So that's advertising, that's saying you're great, that is put very detailed information that you say is relevant about your brand. What has shifted because of technology and because of the internet and social media and people using their phones for a lot more than just talking is the new era of communication, which is inbound marketing. So the consumer, candidates, they're looking for information in the format that they want. So they want to research. They want third-party validation. They want it in a format that may not have been in the past. They're very skeptical of advertising. So they're looking for brands and information that's provided in a format that they want. And so PR has a huge component in that because, again, it is giving them information and versus directing them or pushing your message to them. And so to do so, PR has an extremely valuable component to that because, again, it is storytelling versus an outward advertising push. So why is PR critical in growing a franchise? Well, number one, it creates not only awareness, but it also can create a buzz about your brand. And being in franchising my entire career, and many of you that are in franchising know that when a brand creates buzz, the brand grows. And so PR is one of those areas where it can absolutely help you create buzz, whether it's localized or on a national level. If you get lucky enough to have some national publications, it is creating that buzz about the brand that is extremely critical for growth. It also connects the human elements of your brand and of the story. So why is that important for franchise growth? Well, you're looking for franchise candidates. You're looking for a certain type of franchise candidates, and you want them to be connected to this business. So when they read a story about somebody that has a similar background or they have the similar desires to own their own business, they can see themselves and they can relate to it. And if they can relate to that franchisee, they'll relate to your brand, and it'll make that connection that's critical for creating that communication and getting them into your pipeline. The other extremely valuable component is building of the brand affirmation. So it legitimizes your brand. When you are in the publication and have that third-party validation, it's extremely valuable. Whether you're a startup brand or whether you're a huge national brand, that affirmation that says that you're great, but you're not the one saying it, is extremely, extremely powerful. And lastly, which a lot of people don't necessarily think about when you think about the why PR is critical in growing a franchise, is the SEO aspect of it. Again, coming back to the content marketing. The way people research franchising today has dramatically changed over the last 5 to 10 or even 2 years ago. So people are searching online. When they go to your website, they expect to see great things, but when they leave your website, they're going to Google and they're going to look for that third-party validation. Here is where PR can play an extremely valuable role, because now they will see articles that are online about your brand. Google, if you're Googling it and you're looking out at how Google is ranking, they like media. So you're starting to see that when you're doing search words or keywords, that you'll see more and more that articles are popping up versus just websites. So they like the idea of that third-party validation that PR provides. In addition to that, if you can get a publication to write an article and it goes up on their website, now you have that power of a large publication that's directing traffic to your website, and so that's going to help from an SEO standpoint. Now, I hear all the time people say, well, from an SEO, we're fine because we have that number one position and we can't move up any further than that. Well, that is true. That's great. However, if you look at your keywords, there are several other potential placements on that first page, and if you can get some additional spaces, it just allows you to be a much more controlled area on your SEO on that first page ranking. So having your website there and having articles below it that support your franchise system and your brand is going to not only create a lot of buzz, but it also gives them more information about your brand that's they're going to deem as being very valid information. So the next question I have is, okay, if it's, you know, I see that value in creating PR and from a franchise development perspective, but does it help in other ways? And so I really broke it down here in two ways, because it does help in the franchise sales process, but it also helps with your franchisees. In the franchise sales process, it creates awareness, and awareness will eventually lead to leads. I think one of the challenges in franchise development today is that everybody is focused on just leads, and the game isn't just leads, it's quality leads. And so what I explain to brands, what you should focus on is awareness. You want to create awareness about your opportunity to the right audience. And then leads becomes your indicator of how well you are doing creating awareness. If you're just focusing on leads for the sake of leads, you may lead into the aspect of getting a lot of leads, but not the right audience or not the right types of people that you're trying to bring into your franchise. So focusing on that awareness aspect and using leads as the indicator is extremely important. Again, connecting people with a similar background, so using PR to find success stories of a franchisee that may have a particular background or interest that would be connected to other candidates. And so connecting those brands to that will help with that aspect. The perception of rapid growth without buzz, like I talked about before, the more articles that people will see about you, that'll create the buzz that this brand is growing. That's why the buzz is so important, because people in franchise sales, people will buy what is hot. And they don't always buy what is the best franchise opportunity. They don't always buy what is actually a very successful franchise. But if it's perceived as being hot or a buzz, they will obviously join in. And one way to do that is through create a lot of press and around your brand, and that will create that perception of rapid growth. And I think finally, humanizing the brand. You know, people buy or get associated with brands based on personality, and every great brand that is out there has some type of personality, whether it's the CEO, the founder, or the customers themselves as the perceived connection to the brand or the humanizing of the brand. So PR helps tell that story and connects people to the brand, which then engages potential candidates to be interested in learning more about your franchise opportunity. Now, PR, growing a brand from a store performance, well, you know, new openings, things like that, creating press in the local community creates awareness, which increases sales. It also helps your franchisees because it connects your franchisees to the community. So locally owned and operated is a tremendous value in the community. So when they see an article about your franchisees, regardless of whether it's about their success or could have been the target could have been development, it'll help in connecting them to their community. And lastly, it connects or positions your owners or franchise owners as industry experts. That helps in franchise development as much as it helps on the consumer side, because if you're positioned as the industry experts, that puts you in the eyes of a candidate as being the premier franchise, especially if you're in a competitive space where you have several other similar like brands trying to compete for those candidates. So the next big question I always hear is, okay, what kind of stories generate franchise awareness? Number one, it must be newsworthy. And like I said before, if it's not newsworthy or relevant to the reader, then it's tough to secure or get a reporter to write an article. So what the reporters are looking for is human interest stories, something that they can connect to the reader. So whether it's you, your franchisees, or your customers, finding those key elements is critical. So a good PR agency will understand what your strategy is, understand the target markets, and then try to identify angles to create it, make it sound like it's a human interest story, but maybe the end result is to create particular leads in that market area. What other articles or what works in generating franchise awareness is new franchisees into the system. Those are always great to promote, again, the growth of the brand, but also connecting the human aspect and new people into the system. New openings are always very critical. It shows growth. Signings shows interest, and I always say openings shows growth, and growth creates the buzz. So new openings are going to be critical for creating that buzz, and a lot of times new openings may be the easiest type of PR you can secure because it's creating not only jobs in the market area, but connecting to the community. Special events and milestones could be business. You know, if same-store sales are up 10% in the third quarter, if the brand has grown 25% over the last year, unit growth is up significantly, those are types of articles that a lot of the business journals will pick up. And if you get those secured, those are fantastic as well because it helps tell the story that the brand is growing and creating buzz. Another angle is unique aspects of the business. So if there's something that makes your business unique, the press are interested in those types of stories. So it's something to consider, depending on the industry you're in and the offering that you have. And lastly, connecting to current events. So, you know, trying to find angles and stories that are relevant to what's going on in the media today and connecting your business to it. So, you know, the NLRB has been in the media obviously a lot. So if you're in the QSR industry, you can get into the media by talking about those effects on the business. Now, you don't have to take a political stand on it, but you can just talk about how it's going to impact your business and how you plan on, you know, operating in the future and, again, create awareness. And even if you're not a large brand, it'll give you the perception of your large brand because the media is going to you as a resource in business. So it's giving you that perception of this brand is very large and very powerful. So here's the area I think a lot of brands can do a much better job once an article is secured, and that's how to give articles shelf life. So you've secured an article, you got a great publication to write an article about a franchisee, and it hits, and you get a few leads, and now what? Well, here's where the biggest opportunity lies. So you got to give those that article some shelf life, and the first thing you want to do is obviously post those articles on your social media and share them. So if you don't currently have a development social media page, whether on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter, definitely do so, or use your personal one and share those articles once those are secured. That'll help, again, show awareness, show growth, show interest into your candidates that are actually out there and looking at your brand. The next is to have a news section on your website. I think most brands are good at that now. But if you don't, definitely have a news section on your website and put it on your website. Again, when people are doing their research and they're looking at your franchise opportunity, they're going to go to those sections and they're going to want to see what's happening with the brand. And they know that growing brands are going to create a lot of news and a lot of buzz, so they're going to look for that. The one thing to be careful here is if you do have a section, make sure it doesn't get dated. So if a candidate comes to your webpage and they go to the news section and the last news article posted was 14 months ago, that's going to ding you more than it's going to help. So be sure to keep those pages up to date with current articles when possible. The next thing to do is send those emails to your active and dead leads. I think most brands do a great job of sending it to their active leads, but also send it to the dead leads, even if it's several years old, the dead leads, because, again, it could trigger the opportunity to get people to reengage into the process. And there is no better way to get back in front of dead leads than through an article versus just a pitch. It's a content marketing strategy. It's here's some information. You expressed interest about our brand in the past, and here is a great article. I thought you'd be interested. It's going to have the highest click-through rate than any other of the traditional push advertising of buy this franchise. I know you expressed interest in the past. So utilizing PR and articles for that aspect to help give you content for email campaigns, extremely valuable. One of the things I recommend, too, if there's ever a article that is just, you know, really strong, whether it's a national publication like a Wall Street Journal or New York Times, incorporate that into your active email campaign list as additional information. So someone inquires about your franchise, everybody kind of sends out that template email. Well, here's our contact information, you know, here's our website, blah, blah, blah. Set up a campaign that triggers a few days later and start sending them some of these articles. Again, it's going to be that third-party validation. It's going to connect them to the brand, and they're going to be able to accept it versus a hard advertising pitch. Here's another thing, too. Use it in your advertising. So on your website, you know, the articles themselves, obviously you can't put into an ad, but you can say as featured in the Wall Street Journal or Undercover Boss or whatever that is that you've been able to secure. Put that type of stuff into your advertising because, again, it's going to legitimize your brand in the eyes of the candidates. Here's another one as well that I think is a lot of brands don't capitalize on is frame and hang these articles in your offices and at your locations. If anybody's been into a Five Guys, and if you ever go into their restaurants, you'll see that their whole interior is nothing but articles and quotes from publications. Again, it provides that third-party validation that has so much value to it that when people see that, it shows that this is a legitimate brand and a lot of value there. Now, one of the things I also want to talk about, too, is 1851franchise.com. We have a at Milliman Agency. We're associated with 1851, which is an industry publication. And we do have some tools and vehicles that help to enhance your shelf life on any PR that you do secure. So as I talked earlier in this presentation, I showed you all the different aspects that's working in franchising, those PR, SEO, pay-per-click, content marketing, all of those components. And in 1851, we've created a platform that allows you to capitalize on those, all of those aspects in a very unique way. So we have a landing page for brands. We have content tools. So you, any articles that are secured, we can repurpose them onto 1851, and then you can share them and send them out to your candidates through our social media share tool. We also have a PPC component, which is a pay-per-click component. So we could take those articles and push those articles out to an audience that's outside your current network through what we call an AMP tool, or boosting those articles. So it creates a complete content marketing strategy that allows you to push these types of great articles into specific areas. So to kind of explain how that works, I always used to look at PR and say that the challenging thing with PR is that you can't always control where it goes, when it goes out, and what they write. With 1851, we can take those challenges and work to have it work in our favor. So we can, if there's a great article that was written in Pittsburgh, but we want to really target Philadelphia, we can repurpose that article that was in the Pittsburgh Gazette, and we want to target it in Philadelphia. We can reference that, put it on 1851, and push that content out to specific demographics through social media. And it goes through technically as an ad, but it's viewed as an article, and people can read that article and then click through to learn more about the brand and the information. So this tool, like I said, is on 1851. If anybody's interested in learning more about 1851, I'd be happy to connect with you to show you a demo in the tool itself. If you haven't visited 1851, you'll get an opportunity. Please do so. Here's just an example of one of the brands on 1851, an example of one of the articles where it tracks the reads, the shares. You can share it out there. It has links back to the development site. And on the site itself, it has more additional brand information. So if anybody is reading these articles, they can go to the brand information page and request some additional information. It's all captured there. So the next thing I like to talk to people about when it comes to PR is, now that you get an article, you get an opportunity to do an interview, what are some of the do's and don'ts and best practices? So the first one, it seems pretty obvious, but you'll be surprised at how many people are not prepared for the interview. And so be prepared for an interview. Whether it's just a phone interview and it's going to be a written article, or if it's going to be a radio or television segment, it's always good to role play and get a good understanding of what to expect so you sound prepared. And it also builds your confidence as well, being fully prepared for those types of articles. Along with your franchisees. So you look at it, you know, two ways. If you're doing an article interview, or your franchisees, try to have them prepared, because it'll make it a much better experience. The other thing we recommend is review, if you can, the reporter's previous articles. That'll give you a flavor of what they like to write about, and give you an understanding of what to expect during the interview process, and what angles they may take and what approach they may take. Number four is very surprising that how many people don't take advantage of this, but wear logoed apparel. Whether it's a newspaper article, we're going to take image pictures, or if it's going to be on the news or anything to that extent, wear the logo apparel, because that is your opportunity to get that brand out there. And we always recommend brands to do so, but it's amazing how many people miss that opportunity, because a lot of times they may not mention your brand name, and if there's no mention of the brand, or they don't show your logo, it's a tremendous missed opportunity. So if you're wearing it and you're taking a picture of you, they're going to be more likely to see it. So be sure to do that. The next one is what I find very interesting is, and I see a lot of missed opportunities when securing a great article is to, I always say, talk like a NASCAR driver. And what I mean is, if anybody's watched NASCAR, they always mention the brand that they're sponsored by. So it was a, Jeff Gordon would say, this DuPont Chevrolet, instead of saying this car was great, he'd say the DuPont Chevrolet car was great. So when, especially if you're in a radio spot or television spot, mention the brand name. So if they ask you a question of, like, what is the best blank to use, and then say, at our brand name, we recommend this. And so, you know, try to incorporate the utilizing your name brand in every opportunity you can. So you don't want to overdo it so you sound redundant, but take the opportunity to ensure that your brand name gets mentioned in it, because the news is not interested in doing promotion of a business. So don't expect them to give you that recognition that you're looking for, no matter what the opportunity is. Lastly, show enthusiasm, be polite. Sometimes, and I've done it, I've done several interviews with large publications and even regional publications, and sometimes the reporters may ask some pushy questions or head in a direction that you didn't anticipate. So regardless of that situation, always show enthusiasm and be polite. And you can always say no or no response to certain questions. Also, this is another key one, often opportunity to follow up the reporter. Why is this important? Because sometimes a reporter will write that article a couple days later, and they're not as fresh as when they first talked to you. So I can promise you, there have been many times in my experience where a couple days later, I make the offer to have them reach out to me, and a couple days later they do, and it gives me the opportunity to really clarify my point or to ensure that what I was saying was captured correctly. Some don'ts when it comes to dealing with the media is, don't assume they will mention your company name. I just kind of harped on that a lot. Again, the media is not interested in promoting your business. They're interested in creating newsworthy information to their viewers or readers. So don't assume that they're going to do that on your behalf. So take the initiative to mention that. Another thing is, don't answer in single word or yes or no answers, because the minute that happens, now you've lost control of your messaging. And so if it's a live interview or broadcast and you're just doing yes or no, then the reporter is just going to jump in and just really kind of take control of the process. When you are even interviewed for a press article, try to expand your responses, because if just yes or no answers, they're not going to write that or write that article, and so you may be dropped altogether from being quoted or even a featured article. Do not be late. Even if it's a phone interview or a newspaper reporter, if you miss their call or if you miss your appointment, you may miss your chance. They work on deadlines, and I will tell you that a lot of times, from our perspective, we'll get contacted by the media, and it is, you know, their deadline is the next day or even that day. So be very diligent in staying on time, but also be very accommodating and working in to get into those opportunities. Here's another one too. Never speak off the record or say anything you don't want to be printed. These are people, and in the interview process, sometimes it's very casual, and you may, you know, have long conversations with some of these reporters, and never assume that what you say won't be printed. And, you know, that seems like very, very common sense, but you will be surprised how often that people will do an interview and start talking to the person and just thinking you're talking about something else, and all of a sudden it comes back to bite them in the end. So be careful with that. This was a very common one. Don't use industry jargon. You know, being franchise executives, we use a lot of terms in franchising that may not be used as common language, especially if you're in a specific industry. So try to avoid using that industry jargon, because the reporter is not probably going to understand what that means. And if they don't understand it, they're not going to print it anyway. And so you may have a great quote, a great connection that just gets missed because of that. This is the one that I think I always tell people the most, is don't be surprised if you're misquoted or they use your wrong name or you're excluded from the article altogether. All three of those have happened to me personally. So when you're being interviewed, it just happens. They'll misapproach you, I promise you. It just happens. You kind of got to go roll with it. You know, if you take your approach out, you're just creating awareness. If it's something that's really bad, misquoted, they'll, you know, obviously you can contact a reporter and they can go back and do corrections. But most of the time, it's typically just, it's not quite what you say. But keep in mind, if that does happen, practice on your interviewing techniques, because, you know, it's not what you say, it's what people hear. So you might want to reframe or structure it differently, so when you're answering specific questions, that they come out the way that you want it to be. So with that, I'll go ahead and Alex will open up to any questions that anybody may have.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and unmute those lines.
The conference has been unmuted.
And thank you so much, Sean. If anybody has any questions for Sean, please feel free to go ahead and ask those.
What are some of the top companies you are, what do you recommend going about for SEO?
You mean digital companies for SEO support?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. There's a lot of different strategies. It's depending on the needs. If it's technical side of SEO, that's one thing. If it's content mark or your content on your site from a strategy standpoint, that's something separate. So it really depends on what your challenge is from an SEO perspective.
Second one you just discussed.
Oh, content?
Yep.
Yeah, be happy to talk to you about working with some of the content for your site. We do offer franchise development, consulting, and the website is a big component of that aspect.
Okay.
Are there any other questions?
We did have a question about 1851. Could you just say that website again?
Sure. It's 1851franchise.com. And if anybody would like a demo of how it all works, you can just email me or give me a call, and I'd be happy to set up that demo.
Any other questions? All right. Well, I will go ahead and switch to our last slide here. Thank you again so much, Sean, for your presentation. And, you know, if you do have any questions about Zorn Network or Frannet and how we can help you grow your brand, I've listed my contact information on the slide up there for you as well. Or you can also visit our website at www.zornetwork.ca and fill out a contact form. So, again, thank you so much, Sean, and thank you all for joining us today for the webinar, and I hope everyone has a great rest of your week.
Great, thanks.
Thank you.